everybody. This is Robin Ayoub from the Localization Fireside Chat, and welcome to another episode. Today, we are recording episode 121 on this channel. I welcome everybody. I welcome the audience. I welcome the guests that we have with us today. Today, we are talking about a very important topic, and today the topic is bringing the language industry together in Canada through a conference that's taken place in Calgary on October 18th. And for this, I have with me the distinct pleasure and the honor to have with me Peter Madahian and Sylvia Celebarde. And hopefully, Sylvia, I pronounced your last name correctly. I've been practicing this all day, by the way. I know yesterday when I recorded the podcast with you, I made a little boo-boo. But today I said, from the morning, I know I'm going to do a podcast with you. I started training.
You did good.
Thank you very much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And if you don't mind, for those who don't know you, and every week we have a brand new listeners on the podcast. So if you don't mind, we'll start with Sylvia. If you don't mind, just do a little bit of an introduction and we'll go to Peter and we'll dive into the topic of the day. Sylvia, the floor is yours.
So my name is Sylvia Celebarde. I am the president of the Society of Translators and Interpreters of British Columbia. And I am also the chair of the Board of Examiners at CITIC, which is pretty much a national organization for certification.
Good to have you with us, Sylvia. Peter?
Robin, great being here. Thank you for making time for us always. No matter high end, general manager at Exacta Interpreting. We provide community interpretation across Canada, specializing in-person, remote, over the phone interpreting. And in my spare time, I'm the president of the Canadian Language Industry Association. We have close to 100 members across Canada, primarily language service companies, and we advocate on their behalf and we work on their behalf to bring the industry closer, to build bridges across Canada, and to work closer with the profession and to have a plan going forward.
Nice to have you with us, Peter. Appreciate it and good to see you again. Hopefully your travel is going well. And by the way, Peter is on the road. He's doing this probably from some hotel somewhere, which we appreciate his time with us. Thanks, Peter, for being with us. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate that, always.
Yeah, no, the topic of today we want to talk about is the conference that's taking place on October 18th in Calgary. And the reason this is important for me and for many of our audience, specifically in the industry in Canada, is because this is very, very monumental. Like, this is a very monumentous event that's taken place. And the reason that is monumentous, in my opinion, is because for many years, we've been trying to bring the industry closer and closer in variety of entities, meaning variety of associations, variety of organizations. We share the same country. We share the same demographic. We share the same culture. And there's no reason why we should not be able to communicate more under one roof, under one event, and bring us together closer. There are many common area that we can agree on, obviously, many policies that we can advocate for. There are many instances of advocacy that we can do for our communities together. Of course, there are some particularities to each different region, and we leave those to the region to decide to work on. But there are many common area as an industry that will bring us together. So I think this is where this conference is going. So why don't we start with Sylvia first? Sylvia, would you mind explaining to us that the conference is taking place on the 18th and the significance of it?
Right. So the conference that we have taking place on October 18th, I'm very excited about it personally because it's bringing together a lot of the different professional Canadian associations for interpreting and translation. So when I was introducing myself, I mentioned this body, CITIC, which is the Council of, I'm sorry if I'm saying it wrong, I shouldn't. I just always say CITIC, like translators, interpreters, terminologists in Canada. And that comprises a lot of the smaller associations for professionals that we have. And it still does not include Quebec. Quebec used to be a part of it, but not anymore. But this year, for this conference, we actually have some presence from Betty Cohen, who is the president of OTIAC, which is the professional association similar to ours in Quebec. So this is really a momentous time when everyone is coming together for the first time in many years. And we're going to talk about a topic that's very important to everyone. Joachim and I were talking about it. It's like the elephant in the room is about AI and how it's going to affect our industry and where we go from here. And what are the advantages and disadvantages? And I think these things are very much connected because with the era of AI and what it is for our industry, it's really a time for all of us to come together, work together, both the professional associations, and also with associations like CLIA, which is why Peter has also so graciously been involved with this process.
Absolutely. And Peter, from a CLIA perspective, from the Canadian language industry perspective, what do you see in this conference for us as an industry and as an association?
Well, I think it really brings us closer on two fronts. One is, I think, advocacy, and the other one being knowledge sharing. You know, we are at the two sides of the same coin. You know, we have the industry, we have the profession, and over many years, we've worked together. Some have been good years, some have been not so good years, but I feel like we are at a point that we really need to be more united. I feel like with the AI that's happening, with the way that it's impacting really the processes and workflows across every sector, every industry, specifically in the language service industry, and the effects that it's having in not just our processes, but also how do we regulate these things, or how are we advocate for the interpreters? So I think this is something that affects both of us, both associations, and it's a great time for us to be coming together. And we're very happy that because of the work that we've done over the years, we are in this position to be able to do this, and to have, and more importantly, to have partners that feel the same way. You know, to have somebody like Sylvia, who's out in Western Canada and reaching out and helping us, and to have, you know, Betty Cohen traveling from Quebec and coming. And so this is, you know, having these people be there in person and put the time in, I think, you know, means a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also planning to be there. So I, you know, being in person there, I feel like adds, you know, more value to network with the other heads of these associations, and to really show solidarity and the importance of why we need to be there.
Absolutely. Now, I really appreciate the description that what you both are giving to this. I've got a couple of items for you. One is, we talk about AI impact quite a bit, and Sylvia mentioned that one of the purposes is to see how we are going to deal with this. I have twofold of this question. One, are we a bit late on the AI conversation as a unit, as an industry? I think this conversation has been taking place for 3 years now or more, but it's never too late to have more conversation. That's not the point at all. More conversation, the better. And the second fold of that is, are we focusing on AI for the purpose of demonstrating value that the human bring to the equation? Because remember, associations are not made of AI, are made of people. And, you know, are made of people that they are doing the actual work currently. Although there have been many threats of technology in the past, this too shall pass, I'm assuming. We'll see how that goes. Can somebody comment on this from both of your perspectives? Sylvia, why don't we start?
Yeah, I would love to comment on this. And I'm going to speak for myself rather than for my association, whether that's DIVIC or CITIC, because I'm actually going to be one of the speakers at this conference. And I'm going to talk on the topic of AI. And I have been talking about it with one of the speakers, Joachim as well, who's also a big expert on AI and how it's affecting the translation industry. So my personal view, just speaking for myself, is that AI should be seen as an opportunity. It should not be seen, I wouldn't agree with, like, something that's just going to blow over and we should just forget about it and keep thinking it's going to keep making mistakes. It's probably going to get better. It's amazing in many ways, and it's probably going to get better. And my message is, let's accept the situation as it is. Let's use AI when it makes sense to use it. As Robin and I, we were discussing in that other podcast, let's not use AI when it does not make sense to use it or in very high stakes situations. And I think it's not just a matter of, like, ignoring AI. That's a terrible idea, in my opinion. It's not even a matter of cohabiting with AI and being like, okay, there's AI here, I'm going to do my work. I would like to think that we want to get to a place of enhancement where, because there is AI, we as translators, as human leaders, as people who carry the intentionality behind it, we can actually make our workflows better and provide more language access for the community. That's kind of my take on it.
Absolutely. Peter, would you mind addressing the human part?
Yeah. You know, OpenAI just released a paper, I think last week or the week before, saying that, you know, what they call hallucinations are always a part of artificial intelligence, because these LLMs are based on statistical models, and statistically you're always going to have data that's going to be irrelevant. and the system won't be able to tell the difference between what is relevant and what is irrelevant. So I think that human part is really needed to really make that final decision, to be there to. So I think the volume, the output is going to increase dramatically. But I think, you know, it could be an increase of things that are not good, you know, versus managed increase. And I think that's where, as you know, as LSPs across Canada, you know, larger LSPs have teams that are working on how to use AI better in their systems, in their workflows, in their processes. But the smaller ones, which are the majority of our members, they're still learning about how to use it. How do they bring it into their workflows? How do they use it in their processes, as you know, to not just deliver language services, but also in their administration of tasks, you know, in quality control, management of intake, you know, things like that. So I think really understanding how to use AI is more important than what's happening with AI, because it is changing every day. Every day there's a new model coming out with new capabilities. But I feel like, you know, a lot of people haven't still been able to really use that to the what's available, use it to the best of their ability. So that's sort of where we look at from the human aspect of our members. How can they leverage this as a tool in their toolbox and be able to deliver a better quality of work?
Absolutely. Question for you, would there be any academia, or what's the academic involvement in this conference, in this particular event that's taking place on the 18th? How would be universities or colleges be represented?
I think in terms of the speakers, so there are only four of us, four very, I would want to say, very well-known speakers, including Joachim. And I know Rula, who's also speaking. She's a university lecturer. She is vice president of FIT Global, which is a huge translation organization. And I know that she's also going to talk about like the ethical aspect of AI and how that all plays out. And I do believe we are inviting some local universities to join us. You know, that's part of the people that we think we're appealing to. But definitely, we'll have that academic involvement. I think Rula is probably has the most cachet in that department.
And the reason I ask all this is because there's many angles to our industry, right? So you've got the interpreters, you've got the tech, you've got the academia, you've got the policymakers with stakeholders, government, etc. So because we are in an industry that acts like a bridge between all these entities, so there's a lot of influences coming at it from various angles, right? So that's why I was wondering how, and you know, the fact that we're having this type of conference on the 18th of October in Calgary tells me, you know, over the many years that I've been involved in the industry, that we've reached a certain level of maturity in the industry in Canada to get to the level where we can sit around the table collectively, various associations, various ideas, and bring to the table some common sense or common, at least, problems so we can find common solutions to. I'm very proud to see the Canadian industry collectively pulling together in such an event. And I truly encourage everybody who's listening to this podcast, it doesn't matter what your background is, but if you have interest in learning more about the language industry, if that topic is an interesting topic for you, you may want to check this event that's taking place on the 18th in Alberta, in Calgary, and go say hello to the folks who are going to be there. One of the surprising factors for me, which I know Betty has been on this call, please say hello to her from me. If you see her, I won't be able to be with you, but if you see her, please tell her I said hello. She's been a guest on this when she became president of OTX, been a guest on this channel. I really enjoyed my conversation with Betty, and I think she's doing a great job for OTIAC. And the openness, you know, for OTIAC, for her to be there, sends a big signal, because the French language in this country, it's a huge component of who we are as a country, and a huge component of who we are as an industry. I mean, if it wasn't that, if we did not have the component of a language industry, French language in Canada, we would not have an industry. Working together collectively, collaborating together, coast to coast and coast. People remind me we have 3-4 coasts now. Make sure we cover all the bases, right? It's very important.
Let me comment on that. I just want to tell you a little anecdote, because I think, you know, I think that the industry has reached a level of maturity, which I'm very proud of, like Canadian language industry. But I think it's also sometimes the action of individuals as well. And this is, I'm going to bring up Betty, that she's so open. I just want to tell you a little anecdote. When we were recently in Geneva for the FIT Global Congress, and Betty was there. And when I arrived, they gave me my card and whatever, and they said, do you mind sitting next to Betty? Because theoretically, you should sit there because it's the Canadian kind of delegation. And I was like, why would I mind? I love Betty. They said, oh, no, because we think there might be this tension like between the English and French speakers. We've had that other year.
Where they made it all the way to Geneva?
Yeah.
Wow.
Where they didn't want to sit together at a FIT Congress before. Apparently, I have no idea who was involved, but this actually happened, that they said, we don't want to sit together as Canadians. And I was like, Betty and I are going to want to sit together.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's you know, you were smiling, but because, you know, you handled it very tactfully, very well, and with a laugh, which is, you know, very nice of you. But I'm assuming this comment that came to you was based on incidents that happened before that was not handled in the same way, which was sort of an embarrassment before, but now, you know, it goes to show it depends on who is at the other end of those conversations. And I agree with you, maturity starts with the human, the people, the human factor that drives this industry. We're still a human industry. We're not there yet. I mean, when I did the interview with Veronica Hilek, you know, we based the whole interview on Silicon says we've solved the language problem. Not. We did not solve the language problem. There are many aspects of the language that we have not yet solved. We may have solved, like, I don't know, I can't put a percentage on it, but I want to say about 30-40%, but not yet solved, you know, the majority of the language problem. So we're still a human-driven industry, which, you know, this is what the Canadian language industry has been focused on. This is what the Canadian Language Industry Association has been focused on for many decades, and recently with Peter at the helm here, to make sure that we're, you know, working with our partners such as yourself, Sylvia, which we thank you very much. I thank you on behalf of the Canadian language industry for being such a good partner for the association. We value your partnership. We value the conversation we've always had together. At the same time, if it wasn't for those kind of dialogues, for the activities that we're creating out there, and I know a lot of people create a lot of buzz on the LinkedIn, etc., we tend to be focused. We tend to be measured. We tend to be sending the right signals and the right messages out there, which I'm really proud of the team, Peter and his team and yourself and the rest of the Canadian language industry all together as a whole, and the way we've handled these conversations in the past. So thank you again for this. Appreciate it. Anything else that we should address on the conference, Sylvia or Peter? Can you give us some logistics? Where is it taking place? How long is it going to be, et cetera?
I just wanted, before Sylvia gets to the logistics, I just want to add, just reiterate what you were saying, that, you know, what you said is exactly true. And it's a reminder that collaboration takes intention, it takes patience. And if we keep that bigger picture in mind, that's when those differences become strengths, you know? So I think you're right on about the ability of this industry, this leaders that are representing their associations to be able to put aside any personal agendas or timelines or things like that and really come together. And now with that, I'll ask Sylvia to please give us details on the conference and the timing, the date, how we can join, others can join. I'm going to be there for sure. So go for it.
So the conference is going to be, starting at around 3 o'clock on Saturday, the 18th. It's going to take place at a hotel. I wouldn't want to give you all the details live because unfortunately I don't have them in front of me. So hopefully Robin will,
we'll put them in the description later.
But basically, we're going to start with a networking event. And, as we all know, networking is a big reason to go to conference. It's a lot of important people in the translation industry, the presidents of the associations. A lot of people are going to be there because we're having the CITIC AGM right before. So it works well in that way. We're going to have a networking event. And then from 4 o'clock, we're going to have presentations from four wonderful people, including Joaquin Lepin, I'm sorry, I don't speak French, so I probably pronounced it badly. I'm sorry, Joaquin, from here when you see this, who is like one of our celebrities in the industry. I was determined that we should have him as a speaker because he draws enormous crowds. He really is himself. He really knows what he's talking about. We're going to have Rula, as I mentioned, who's past president of ATIA in Alberta. And she's on the CITIC board, and she's vice president of Fit Global. And we're going to have Betty Cohen, president of OTIAC, who we have been talking about. Hopefully the presentations will take us until about 7 o'clock. And then we're hoping to organize some kind of networking dinner optionally for people who want to join us. I think it's going to be a fantastic event. And I really encourage everyone who can go in person to go in person. But if you can't make it, there is an online option as well. And a lot of people are joining that as well. I heard even from the UN, they're coming to see our conference. So we're very excited. And I hope we live up to all the hype we've built up with this Canadian conference. I really do.
Absolutely. I mean, we recently had Joachim on a webinar that was sponsored by CLIA. And typically we get about, 40 to 50 attendees. In this webinar, I think we topped 300. So he definitely comes with his own fan base. There were people from Australia, France, Austria, Germany, Netherlands, and it was quite exciting to have such a wide international audience joining one of our webinars. And I think that's just he's such a nice person, and he's so down to earth and so engaging with the audience. So I think it's definitely worth the effort to either be there in person or remotely and really listen to what he has to say, and as well as the other distinguished speakers. Yeah, so I'm super excited to be there, I think it's probably one of those events that we're going to look back on and say, hey, this is when these policies were decided on. This is when we decided on some of these steps forward, both for the industry and for the profession.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you don't mind, I would love to share that information later on. If you don't mind sending me some information, we'll include them in the post editing of this content that we're creating today in this episode here. And we'll share it with the audience, the links to register, however, whatever you want to send us, that'll be great. And we'll make those public to everybody to have access to. On this note, anything else that we should know about that you were hoping to achieve from this conference? I know the overall target is for us to come together, but is there any other tangible items that you have your mind set on? I wish I can get out of this conference by one or two, three items that I want to achieve. What would that be?
For me, the most important point, I mean, we have talked about the topic of unity as Canadians, the Canadian language industry, the Canadian professionals in this industry. But to me, and this goes even beyond Canada to like on a global level, mm-hmm. something is happening right now with AI in translation and interpreting that is quite unique. And we as the industry and the professionals, it is paramount that we lead this conversation, that we don't leave it up to chance, that we are realistic about what is happening, and that we reestablish ourselves and our value and communicate this both to institutions and to end users. I think this is a very important time, and it's very important for us to be the ones, for us, the experts, to be leading this conversation. And I think conferences like this is where people can come together and we can come kind of to a collective understanding of how we are going to not just survive this, but how we're going to thrive as translators and interpreters at a time of, in the era of AI.
Absolutely. Peter, and I know, look, you and I have talked about, that whole coast-to-coast presence for CLIA. So I'm assuming that fits that agenda of being present to Canadians in the Canadian language industry across the country. I'm assuming that that's part of it, but I'll let you get your takeaway there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Robin, you're right on. I mean, we have talked about building bridges across Canada. Earlier in September, CLIA hosted its first Rendezvous Vancouver. The first time that we were...
Congratulations, I heard that went very well.
Absolutely, yes. With Sylvia's help, we had over 35 attendees, and we were in the brand
very,
new...
Very, very good. Congratulations.
LaSalle College in Vancouver. We're the first event that they ever hosted in that facility. So a lot of firsts,
Excellent.
And absolutely. And, it really was about bringing the message of what is the Canadian language industry stand for? What is our message to our members? What is our message to the greater associations, the professionals? And that's a message that we want to continue across Canada. We're planning for a Rendezvous Halifax. We're heading east earlier in 2026. And we want to do the same thing. We want to engage with the audiences there. And we want to engage with members, new members, potential members, and linguists, and other associations, and really with a goal of establishing a presence. And when we were in Vancouver, we heard from the people who were there. They were so engaging and so, in a way, appreciative of this opportunity that, you know, we've been emailing them back and forth, and we're thinking about making this an annual event, you know, to make sure that they annually show up there and to basically, so we heard that. And same thing for Eastern Canada, the same ideas for us to do the same thing, to land there, to find local support and continue building bridges from coast to coast, and then the coast, absolutely, as you mentioned.
Absolutely. No, this is great, you know, for the initiative that I see the CLIA members and the CLIA board under Peter's presidency is taking. I'm very proud of you guys, very proud of what you guys are doing, and, you know, going on to the strategy that we've desired to put together for the past few years. Now it's coming to fruition. And I really appreciate the effort that you guys are doing coast to coast. We're no longer a Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal kind of an association. We are coast to coast and a coast kind of an association, bringing everybody under the tent, which is the overall for us is the interest for us would be the Canadian, the industry in general. And how can we make it better? How can we preserve the teams that we have, the human assets that we have, the human capital that we have in the industry, which, yes, technology is going to come in and it's coming in every day and every day is getting better, fine. But there's a human capital involved that is going to drive all this, either to monitor it, to engage with it, to make it better. Whatever the function is going to end up being part of that, it's all going to be part of our conversations going forward as an industry in Canada. And I really appreciate you. What you guys are doing. This is phenomenal.
Thank you, Robin, for that. And as I mentioned earlier, what we're seeing today, a lot of these seeds were put in the ground by with your own hands as the previous president of ALIA, which was part of the rebranding to CLIA. I know you and I sat through a lot of meetings, a lot of brainstormings, you know, with your vision of uniting Canada, the Canadian language sector to what it is. And I think it's taken time, but we, you know, so I think for people who have been a part of this journey, they realize your contributions to it, and I really want to applaud you for that. And you're part of this journey with us, and I think it's just such a good setting for us to be having this conversation with you during this podcast. So
absolutely,
thank you for your time. I mean, you did.
And this channel is yours, guys. Anytime you have an event or you have an announcement to do, or similar to what we just did 2 days ago, if we have something national to talk about, I feel like this is the this is the place to do it. And it's, you know, mi casa es su casa, you know, like I'm not too good at this. Sylvia, correct me if I did it right or wrong.
You did it good. It was good.
So if you want to bring in the topics and happy to engage with them, happy to use the 60,000 followers that we've got in socials to make sure that they are part of it and engaged with it as well. So and again, I wish you all the luck. If anything else you would like to add before we wrap it up?
Just one more thing. If you can make it, like, please do come to the conference. Ideally, if you can make it in person, as Peter said before, I hope we can all say, you know, for whatever it is, that this is where it all started.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'd love to make it in person. I'll talk to Peter later on and see if he can put me in his briefcase.
Okay.
On the way to Calgary. Mm-hmm. All right. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you, Sylvia, for joining me today. For the audience, thank you so much for listening. And I really appreciate your time with me today on another episode for the Localization Fireside Chat. And again, if you don't mind, this channel is only supported by me, who is the content creator, and the guests that joins me on a weekly basis or however often we do them. So I ask the audience, if you don't mind sharing, commenting, liking the content that we put out there, it really helps me quite a bit. And again, this is not a moneymaker endeavor. It's just a personal effort that is driven by my only one thing, my passion to the industry and my relentless drive to see this industry do better. So thanks so much for everybody. I really appreciate your time and I'll see you at the next episode.
Thank you, Robin, for your time and for giving us this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you.